News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
President Donald Trump is set to announce tariffs tomorrow. Europe staring down the barrel of a recession. We're joined by Lucinda Creighton, CEO of Vulcan Consulting, a former Minister for European Affairs and, of course, columnist with the Business Post. How serious is this for us, Lucinda, do you think?
Morning, Shane.
Morning.
Massively serious, unfortunately. I think Ireland, more than any other European member state, is exposed to the application of tariffs, particularly on pharmaceutical exports, but on other sectors as well. I think the disruption that is likely to occur is going to be very significant and is going to have cause a lot of long-term damage to the Irish economy. I think we are probably facing recession on both sides of the Atlantic. This is going to be a very self-imposed hit for the US economy as well. I think Goldman Sachs this morning is pegging recession in the US at 35% probability now. And I think that's only going to increase once these tariffs are imposed and the EU and others begin the rollout of their retaliatory tariffs. It's going to be massively disruptive.
I heard Dan O'Brien saying over the weekend that tomorrow is shaping up to be the worst day in Irish economic history since September 29, 2008 and December 2010, since that period. You kind of go along with that, do you?
Yeah, I have that. I saw Dan's tweet the weekend and I have that exact same sort of feeling. And I suppose I was a TD, an opposition TD at that point in time. We all remember, the sort of chain of events that was triggered by Lehman Brothers going under and the turmoil it caused in the Irish economy and across most of the globe, to be honest, after that event. And, you know, it took obviously several years to pick up the pieces. And, you know, if you look at things like our infrastructure deficit, our housing crisis, you know, a lot of that can be linked back to that period. Mm-hmm. I think at that time it was difficult to forecast. And certainly many economists did not forecast it. On this occasion, we at least have had advance warning of this tariff and trade war. You know, it's been sort of top of Donald Trump's agenda since, you know, long before he was elected. But it's been difficult to prepare for. It's difficult to prepare for tariffs.
I was going to ask you, what can we do?
I think we've had our head in the sand, frankly, for several months. I see a flurry of activity in the last few days with, you know, senior politicians and officials making sort of frantic phone calls to other European ministers and heads of state. You know, that should have been very much part of our approach for the past 12 months, I would have thought. And the other thing that should have happened is spending should have been constrained. You know, when you face a shock to your economy, you know, you cannot continue spending as if nothing's going to happen. And we should have learned this lesson from the last financial crisis. I mean, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has been sounding a warning signal for the Irish economy and the over-reliance on corporate tax revenue and excessive expenditure for really the past 3 or 4 years now. And it has literally been ignored by the government. The IFAC and Seamus Coffey has been, you know, again, repeatedly in recent months as chair of IFAC, pleading with the government to rein in spending. And that just hasn't happened. And we saw a bonanza in spending.
We did in the last budget.
In the budget.
I'm presuming we won't see this in the next budget, which of course doesn't come immediately before a general election, which may or may not be coincidental.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad to have to be that cynical, but I think you're absolutely right, Shane. Certainly, I think spending is going to be, by necessity, we could be in a very, very different position even by this coming October. I mean, the one thing about tariffs is, they take time in terms of, you know, people are, you know, obviously everybody's concerned about job losses and the potential reshoring of manufacturing to the United States. That's a process that would take probably 6, 7, 8 years. Okay, so you're not going to have production suddenly pulled from Ringaskiddy or from Limerick or from Galway or different parts of the country. But what you will have now, you already have it, is a complete freeze on investment in Ireland. So none of these companies are going to announce new investments in Ireland because it is so damaging for them reputationally in the US with the administration there. And if they have investment announcements to make, they're going to be trying desperately to make them in the US. And we've seen that with a lot of the companies in the last few weeks. So that's going to have a massive impact. And then you look at the retaliatory measures from the EU, which are necessary. I'm still not sure where Ireland stands on how the EU should respond. I haven't seen a coherent position from the Irish government in terms of what we actually want.
I have seen reports, unattributed reports, saying we're urging Europe not to levy big penalties on pharmaceuticals in retaliation.
But that's not a strategy, because, I mean, if you're only looking, if you're coming to the table saying, please don't hurt the industry that impacts us most.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a strategy to actually, you know, try to reduce the impact.
No, the
strategy should be a holistic approach. You know, who are we aligning with? Who are the other member states that have common interests? And can we support others? For example, you know, we know the German car manufacturing industry, for example, and others will be. So, like, that's not a strategy. But, if you look at other likely consequences now, it's not just retaliatory tariffs imposed on US goods. We already know that in response to some of the tariffs that have already been announced by the administration, Europe is going to respond and target some of the goods that it did in the past during the last administration, like the motorcycles that we've all heard about. But you're also going to have things like, for example, a tightening of tech regulation in Europe. So we already have the most restrictive regulatory system probably in the world. You're going to see that getting even more robust and targeting US companies. That's going to be hugely damaging for the Irish, and I would say the whole of the European economy, actually.
Just finally, listen, I mean, the picture you paint is no doubt is an accurate one. It's a grim one. Is there any chance, and maybe you'll accuse me of grasping at straws here, is there any chance that it could all go horribly wrong for Trump, that there could be such a backlash in the States, it could have such a negative effect, that he will ultimately retreat from this policy?
I mean, that's what I'm banking on, to be honest, because I think it's unfortunate that the president of the European Commission has not yet met or spoken with the president of the United States. And I know that that's because of an unwillingness in the White House, more so than on the European side. Mara Sefcovic, our trade commissioner, has been, you know, doing a valiant job in trying to engage in political dialogue with the administration for the last number of months. And they don't want to talk. I mean, he was in Washington last week. He was there a few weeks ago. Basically, you know, talking to people who do not wish to engage. So there's been no political engagement. That has to change. And I think as this spirals, you know, the biggest impact from a cost point of view, these are American companies. If you take pharma, for example, American companies that are purchasing parts and finished products from Ireland and from Belgium and elsewhere, manufactured by those companies in Europe and sold on to US consumers. Okay, so who is going to pay the price for the 20 or 25% tariffs on those goods? It's going to be US consumers. And the cost of living in America is what elected Donald Trump. He is going to make it a hell of a lot worse. So there will be political backlash. You've got Republican senators and congressmen who are already concerned. You've midterm elections coming up November 12 months. So you're going to have massive political pressure come onto the shoulders of Trump and his administration. And our only hope really is that actually really becomes a massive political problem for him in the short and medium term, and that he will be forced to somehow backtrack on some of this. I think, the best bet.
Fingers crossed. Lucinda Creighton, CEO of Vulcan Consulting, former Minister for European Affairs, columnist for the Business Post. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
This morning.